Assalamu alaikum everyone, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Ocean of Dua. Here we are for another lesson and another journey to the profound ocean of spiritual insight. I am Mojtaba Farzane, your host for today's episode. Since the profound verses of the Whispered Prayer Sha'baniya are filled with wisdom and insight, we are going to continue our previous segment of the Munajat. Through these discussions, we aim to uplift our understanding from the rich Islamic heritage. So let's waste time no more and get into today's section of the Dua. Open your hearts and accompany me.
Ilahi, aqimni fi ahli wilayatek, muqama man raja ziyadata min mahabbatek. إلهي وألهمني ولهن بذكرك إلى ذكرك وهمتي في روح نجاح أسمائك ومحل قدسك.
Now that we have admired the beauty of these lines, let's read their English translation. My Lord, place me among those who show servitude to you, the position of those who consistently hope to increase your love. My Lord, please inspire me with a mounting passion for your remembrance and with an enthusiasm for the refreshing resort to your names and the station of your holiness. Inshallah, we're hoping to conclude the discussion of Shaitan's Wilaya in our today's episode. As we promised before, let's mention some of the traps Shaitan plants for the believers and then move on to the theoretical and practical phases of standing against Shaitan. One of the fundamental distinctions between human beings and animals is the ability to think. Shaitan is well aware of the fact that he cannot deceive everyone with the same trick. That's why he resorts to even intellection to find a way to the true believers' hearts. The eschatological tenet of the afterlife in all Abrahamic religions keeps people away from committing sins and crimes. But Shaitan step by step tries to alienate this concept for contemporary individuals. This tragedy continues to the extent that the noble Quran says, "Some say there's only our present life. We shall never raise." Casting out the belief in the hereafter, one cannot commit themselves to a moral life. In a world where death marks the end of everything, why would I bother myself with living ethically? The second trap of Shaitan is psychological, and that is procrastination. Procrastination holds a true believer from reaching the highest levels of faith. The Noble Quran says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Vie with one another towards the forgiveness of your Lord. But Shaitan fosters procrastination because he knows that some windows close sooner than what we think. And the third one is the empty promises he gives. Promises that he won't live up to. He just sets some broken goals ahead of you so he can enslave you. However, at the end of the day, you find yourself drowning in the deep ocean of remorse and regret. Fame, money, position, and ease cannot be achieved without a cost. So let's be mindful of what we wish for. يَعِدُهُمْ وَيُمَنِّيهِمْ وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. He promises them and fills them with fancies, but there is nothing Satan promises them except delusion. Alright, my wisdom-seeking companions, it's time for a break. Let's come back for the final part of today's journey.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat Sha'baniyyah. The late Imam Khomeini, in many places, on several occasions, emphasized on this Munajat. And in one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat Sha'baniyyah, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat Sha'baniyyah is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
Welcome back, our dear listeners. In this part, inshallah, we will cover some methods to resist shaitan and strive on the path of light. First and foremost, we have to raise our awareness about the obstacles and ups and downs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala path. When you know what's coming, you accordingly make preparations. Moreover, the reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help could fortify a true believer. We have to bear in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help reaches those who prove themselves prior to that. On top of all stands seeking refuge to Ahlul Bayt's shelter. This requires three initial steps. One is to understand their true position in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in a shocking narration, says, وَلَا يَعْذُرُ النَّاسِ بِجِهَالَتِنَا. No excuse will be accepted for those who are ignorant of us. If a believer wants to grasp the least of Ahlul Bayt's position before God and the role they play in handling all the affairs of this universe, they must curl up with Ziyarah Jami'a Kabira, contemplate on it, sleep and wake up with it, lest you won't end up in oblivious of the Ahlul Bayt. The second factor is to establish an emotional relation with the infallible Imams. If you want to enter Allah's wilaya, you have to love His representatives on earth. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. The Holy Prophet of Islam said he wouldn't ask for a reward or anything like that, but to love his family. This is the sublime place of Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam. Whatever helps this emotional relation to strengthen will empower us against shaitan. And the last step is the practical devotion. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. Obey God, His Messenger, and the Infallibles. Every single one of them could be the mediators between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Appealing to them is nothing but appealing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. They are the mirrors who reflect nothing but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by resorting to Ahlul Bayt, we're acting out Allah's order in the Quran. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu wabtaghu ilayhi alwasila. O those who believe, seek means of recourse to His Almighty. And what means better than the progeny of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi. I hope we can make the best of the remaining of Sha'ban to prepare ourselves for the great month of Ramadan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان والعالم يقلك يا حبيب شعبان بجمالك شعبان شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان